Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Tonight, affiliates are a buy one, get one for 50% off at AdamandEveToys.com, and the AETBOGO, and the offer is good up until June 30th. And if you want Vimeo Pro, you can get it for less than $17 a month, which could come in handy. And Red Hood is here.
Yes, despite every account available, I am here. I am absolutely here. I am here. I have a lot of work.
Okay.
Oh, what's happening with you then?
Now we're all here, which is great.
Yeah, I'm here.
We could start the call on the road, get the show off the road.
I guess we can get the show off the road, can't we?
Which means...
our first topic tonight.
It deals with shit being mailed to a vice principal and cops being involved, which literally means instead of pooping around some... raining on someone's parade, they're getting on their parade. So, yeah.
Cats mailing shit to...
yeah. Yes, fecal matter, shit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Instead of giving them shit.
Yeah, he's mailed the shit. So, yes.
Well, when they... and this is a... I mean... it is fucking stupid, you know. And in fact, normally, when you give somebody shit, you give them trouble. You don't physically give them shit.
Took it to the next level, so you can't...
well, well, of course. You can physically give them shit, if you want to.
So don't think it's not possible. You could have shit mailed to you. however, that's not something we want. So,
well,
that tends to make things interesting. It's like, instead of, he literally gave them shit in more ways than one.
And when they arrested him, no surprises, they found a large amount of alcohol in the client's car. And, but yet, here's the funnier thing, that, you know, when, here's the funnier thing, on a separate topic, gluten-free. Now, how many people around this table know what gluten-free means, actually means?
No, not offhand.
Well?
It's supposed to be something that's healthy, but if you don't have gluten in your diet, if you're not allergic to it, you could, it could end up harming you as well. So...
it is quite funny, because the gluten-free diet, and the other thing is that people even don't even know what gluten-free was, but yet the researchers have found that one of the better forms known is gluten intolerance, celiac disease, and affects one in a 104 people in the United States. Now that you have some knowledge, you can go check out what gluten-free people actually think.
You still also have to think of those that are not, who, those that are even going gluten-free and them not being allergic to it, because they're hurting themselves as well.
Well, yeah, they're hurting themselves, but it's quite funny when people don't even know what it is.
I know people who need to be, have a gluten-free diet, and they think, and I could say from when I asked them about it, they were like, it's like no one should go on those diets unless you legitimately have a problem. So it's not a, it's a matter of have a problem, you do what you need to do. Other than that, don't do anything stupid.
But don't do anything stupid.
Or don't jump onto something when it could be actually detrimental to your health.
Exactly.
To cause you more harm than good.
Exactly. Don't be stupid about it.
I definitely think there is a balance, even when it comes down to random stupidity. Those that want to be stupid, like this person who's male shit people, it's like he's getting what's coming to him. He could be sound a little bitchy, but when it comes down to it, what would you rather? What would you rather? Someone who doesn't care and just thinks that they're going to get away with everything and anything. Or someone who's going to say, okay, I screwed up. Now let me pay for the crime.
Well, I don't think that anybody would pay for the crime, exactly.
He'll get... those that were affected are getting justice, so he's getting his dessert. He's getting what's coming to him. Yes, you might say, oh, that's wrong, but there's a way of justice, and serving up justice is meant to... does happen.
Well, yeah.
So you can't... I call a spade a spade. If people don't like it, that's my opinion. I'm sure if you got mailed fecal matter or anything crazy, it would be... you would want justice. You're all of us would. which I'm sure Johnny could even jump in with this.
Exactly.
There's a point in time with saying, I'm out here.
I would agree with that.
You're good on track.
I'm back.
It's also to people lying, going like crazy diets. How have you ever heard of eating fucking healthy? Eating fucking healthy.
Or wait, even figuring out the fucking gym?
Eating healthy and being at the gym? Yeah, that works too. So it's not like people are lost cause either. If they want to be, they are going to be. It's plain and simple. You can't leave them there, nor should you. They're going to do something. If they want to do it, they'll do it. You just can't change it. And if you did, then that's another story. But people shouldn't be pushed to constantly change because of one person or two, three, four, five. I look at it as being a matter of actually saying, okay, what's right and wrong? You can't change someone from what they wanted to do. So, that's all you have to do is just say, okay, what? Suggest yes. But other than that, you have to do. I call a spade a spade, as I will continue.
Well, yeah. You can call a spade a spade, sure. Definitely.
And I know people might not realize, but I look at things in a very interesting way. It's not just one side. I look at the whole kit and caboodle of things. So, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly, you know. And it is funny when you look at a different point in, like, I can't imagine what the principal might have thought. You know.
Yeah. I'm sure it wasn't I'm sure it's not something that you really want to think of. Getting mailed. Fecal mail.
Getting shitted on? Getting shit.
Wait. These aren't chocolate brownies. Oh.
Well. Yeah, right. But then, this isn't your regular shit anyway. You know?
Very true.
You know,
as much as we might want to say that this person should have could, yes, he's going to be paying for his, for what he's done. Yes, but you just can't say that punishment will be coming.
Well, yeah, how can you, yeah, but how, in all seriousness, okay, without joking around, how can you punish people for being shit on?
It's still...
What does the judge going to say? I sentence you to several years of shitdom.
It's still illegal. You can't get past it. It's illegal. Plain and simple. As much as you might want to say, oh no, getting shit mailed to you, yeah, that takes the cake for dumbest criminal, dumb stupidity in motion.
But then, you know, it is crazy, legitimately crazy.
I agree.
You know. However, let's continue on with the news. Well,
yeah.
Let's see. In Victoria, women wearing a Dawson Vader mask arrested after robbery. I'm sorry, but I'm going to pass this on to you. This is hilarious. In the fact of... It is funny because, like, what are you doing around 6:30 a.m.?
Sleeping.
Do you know what this person was doing? God did. Was wearing a Darth Vader mask. After an early morning robbery. Unfortunately for the robber, to underestimate the power of the Force. Let's think about this for a second, shall we? She could have been wearing a Luke mask. Or a Princess Leia mask. But she had to wear a Darth Vader mask. Can we pass this around with theories?
Could have been a Star Wars fan. A Darth Vader fan.
I don't know.
You still don't. It anything's possible. Could have also been more of her kid's mask. Assuming she has kids.
Well, if she had kids, then it would be very, very funny. the night before. Could you imagine the night before?
Oh, I could only imagine.
No. Between the husband and the kids. Mom, what are you doing at 5:30 in the morning? Nothing. Mom, why are you getting my Darth Vader costume? I'm going out to a Halloween party. It's not October. I wanted to impress your father. Our father's dead. You know?
Yeah.
Could you I mean, seriously, let's play for this. Let's play with this for a few minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm dead. Well, let's just think this out. Okay. I'm going to appear in it. This is her plan. I'm going to rob a store. I have no money. I'm going to rob something. Then I'm going to go watch everything and anything to do with Star Wars. And I'm going to carry a lightsaber as well so that people will know that I'm going to a Comic-Con convention. Then I'm going to keep on doing what I'm doing. Oh shit, it's 4:30. I probably should get back to my home. Maybe not. Maybe so.
Possibly.
I mean, any thoughts?
I look at it as being whatever she was trying to do, it failed. It's like Democrats, she takes an award for being it's like, what should criminals not do? What's the one thing that they should not do? Dress up as, it's like, I need to figure out what I'm going to wear out to rob something.
I know.
It's almost like you're wanting to get dressed up for like a ball, and it's not a ball. By any means. Necessary. So, yes. It can happen that way.
I know, but I mean, it is funny because, like, if we picture a bunch of them, right, it could be very funny. Seen the Avengers rob a store.
No Avengers. Nothing to do with Marvel, because if someone did do that, it would be like you just pick something else that's totally.
Well, speaking of which, I do have some breaking news. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. just got a second season.
Wait.
And a Captain America spinoff.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. Now back to the news.
Yeah, I mean, Darth Vader is news, right?
Yeah.
It is funny, because the fact that, you know, he probably could get Luke's help, you know? And I mean, what could the cops would probably be saying, oh my god, do you got Luke? Yeah, I got Luke. Do you got Darth Vader? Yeah, put him in separate cells. Why? I don't fucking know. Just do it. I don't care. Okay, I don't care. But why do you, you know, why do you, why is it you tell me. Come on, Madison. Give me some.
I don't know. I honestly, it's like, whatever it is. It's like, couldn't you pick a B movie superhero? I'm sure there's B movie superheroes that she could probably had a pick in from. But it may have been a little bit harder because she would need a mask or make a costume.
Yeah, and Darth Vader's, let's just be honest, Darth Vader's voice does sound weird coming out of a woman. You know. You know, but it is funny going off into into a fan sort of thing,
right?
It could be very funny. The fandom suddenly get a hold of it. Fandom suddenly get a hold of it, and they start editing it like you do with fandoms. You know? You know, Johnny?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Could be very funny. It could be just hysterical. I mean, but anyway, moving on. Let's see. A Florida man tries to have sex with the occurrence and ends up in the hospital.
Yes, which means
Do you have any antithesis excuse I'm extremely horny?
Probably couldn't get a hold of any sorry, the sex toy, so
well, he could have used Adam and Eve. Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Maybe he couldn't wait.
Oh,
now.
My.
Maybe he couldn't wait then.
I mean, what do you think, Ellie?
I look at it being like, could have used Adam and Eve, most definitely, could have got a woman, or a man, depending on which way he swings, which I must have
Well, thought. some people swing both ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people swing both ways. But it is quite funny. You know. It is quite funny. You know. I was two pumps in when I felt water dripping from his private area, and he looked down to find blood. Well, don't get me wrong. Oh, wait a second. Sorry. Please get me wrong.
Yeah.
He was 23.
But still, could have used sex toys. Could have used a blow-up doll instead of fucking
yeah.
Beer can.
A beer can to get your jolly off. Oh.
It's a damn blunder, if I must say so myself.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, if you stick it in the proper end, even in a Coke can, okay? Coke can has the same sort of regimen, right? Coke can
or any sort of can.
No, any sort of can, okay? Using the can, using the Oval Office. How many times have we ever, ever, ever on the show said, oh, yes, I'm going to stick my penis into a Coke can?
That would be more on your guys' side, not on mine. Sorry.
No. Come on. You have to do something.
No, I just would stick to doing something that is more my style, that doesn't involve
your style is what, exactly?
I am just going to leave it at that. Let's just say, know how May is masturbation month? Let's just say go that route. So, if you want to
thanks
go,
for sharing.
If you want to continue, I'm sure Johnny and yourself could take a whack-ass things too, not just me. I might be the only woman on the show, but boy,
take a whack. Okay. All right. I'll take a whack. Well, the whack will probably be in the whackness of the delivery. You know, it's funny, because Adam and Eve, you know, cost Adam and Eve.
You could have used some Adam and Eve toys.
Yeah.
Or Adam and Eve plus an apple.
No, or
oh, Adam. Oh, Adam, I want to have sex with you. Oh, Eve, I can't have sex because I've had a lobotomy.
I'm sure
Eve's saying, putting it all to shit. Adam, if you had a lobotomy, you wouldn't still be in the forest. Oh, but Eve, that's where you're wrong. Oh, Eve, don't be stupid. I mean, seriously.
I think the show should need to have another female on here. That's my thing.
Well?
Because I think you guys could get a... You guys have some free reign about your jokes. I think there needs to be equal playing field in more ways than one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it could be. Yeah. I agree.
But anyway, it is funny. While it is funny, while it is funny, we do have another thing, which is that the taxmen in the UK have the power to raid your bank account.
Wow.
Now, I don't know about you, but if I had somebody raiding my bank account, I would be I'd be legitimately pissed.
Oh, I
wouldn't you?
No. I wouldn't be pissed. I would be. No, there's a thing I tell people. Don't get me mad. You will see. There's a tendency to be kind of like. I bring up. There's another little personality that comes up. Never flies it.
Oh.
Which I'm sure Johnny could tell you when I say don't get me mad.
Yeah.
I mean mad. There's the little one.
Wait, yeah, we might need one of those old rant rockets of our, you know, path. But don't worry, they're retired, so, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so no need to worry about them.
Yeah.
But I could go on a few rants, and they tend to become very, very interesting. Especially when there's other elements in play. If I really am aggravated with this story.
Yeah.
That's story that I would say race up there. Pretty high up the piss off scale.
But like get your blood just boiling.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it could be.
But then to be blunt, you know, the taxman has the power to raid your bank account. But I think it's an abuse of power.
Yeah, abuse of power could end up leading to people just not trusting the government?
Well, not trusting the government and not trusting the livelihood of anything, you know?
Yeah.
Not even, not even
the Prime Minister, or even the President.
So, it does not, when I look at things, it's like, you may not like what's going on, then start to stand up, and just like with the net neutrality, people are starting to stand up, and now, and also starting to say that, okay, this is wrong.
Well, neutrality is...
And bear in mind you, there was a comment left when I put our last episode that we discussed net neutrality, where the woman, a person ended up giving me a link to one of the, for comments for the chairman of the FCC. And there's a whole lot of petitions out there. So signing a petition, calling people in office, it's like, come on, let's think about this for a minute.
Well, yeah.
Let's think about this for a minute, and let's think about how in the world they can give permission to do this.
It's not right, but when it comes down to it, people have a right to not only stand up for what they want.
It is incredible. It is incredible. But I feel sorry for more for the people who have pensions, you know, and the HMS and everything like that.
Sorry.
I do feel sorry for that.
As do I. But I also know that people need to start standing up for themselves or you're going to keep getting stepped on. Plain and simple. People don't start speaking out about something. What does that give you? How does that help them?
I don't know. How does it help you?
Not you. It's us as a whole. It's the people of this world, of the United States. It doesn't have to be you. It's more of a us. Anyone who has the power to stand up for themselves and call out bullshit, you have that right. You have that given right. If you think that's the reason why people are able to vote, just like election time.
Yeah. You know, this governor's race around here is going to get ugly.
Oh, at least we don't. At least we're actually doing a lot better because at least here in Pennsylvania, we Corbett, yeah, he took away some. He actually made sure that the budget was we weren't in debt. However, I'm more afraid of seeing what someone else will do. How much debt will we be in? Or
how much debt will you be in? How much debt will Scranton be in, and how much debt can they not recover from? So they shut all the factories down.
Yeah.
Bear in mind you, yes, Scranton may have its own issues, but people in my area never go down without a fight. There's been hard times, but I know a lot of people who overcame a lot in this area, and also can't judge a person from where they're from.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be strange, and it would be the whole state of Pennsylvania, by the way.
The whole state of Pennsylvania.
So, so get your talk straight. It's almost like saying, wonder what's going to happen if the stock market crashes.
Okay. The stock market won't ever crash.
Never say never. History repeats itself.
Never.
Remember, we're getting out of a recession. Still could happen. I am right. When it comes down to it, it's like stock market can't. If as much
haven't crashed yet.
Not,
we're getting out of a recession. We're out of a recession.
No, we're.
And we're not. We're not going to fall into a depression. So.
You still can't assume. You assume that makes an ass out of not just you, but all of us on the show.
Well, I mean, it's a prediction.
But
anyway, moving on. Moving on. Let's see. And this comes from Rolling Stone. The Oklahoma Republican, Doug Cox, discusses abortion issues. Meets a Republican who thinks his party has failed on women's issues. Can it debate this evidence?
I say that if whatever someone decides is fully up to them. And in all honesty, people will do what they want. It doesn't matter with what topics. And when it comes to that issue, it's like you can't just say, oh, nope, everyone has to think one way. Sorry. I call it the way I see it. There's no questions asked. It's like saying, oh, everyone who's a Democrat is a... Who is a Democrat wants to see people get abortions here, there, and everywhere. And go to Planned Parenthood. It's a woman's choice.
Exactly.
What they do.
Well,
that's...
I, for one...
Yes.
I for one, don't say that. I mean, I'm not going to go to Planned Parenthood. I'm not going to allow whomever, you know, because that's just stupid, you know.
But there are some guys out there that
would
love.
It's not stupid, but there are guys out there who, what?
There's guys out there that who would love if something would happen to an unplanned pregnancy, would love to have their significant other go and do that. Which in my case, I look at those guys are as sick bastards who should own up, man up, and reap what is sowed versus not. There's a difference. Could only
what
say
do you
so
mean
much.
By that, exactly?
Own up to what had up to their mistake. Because it's not just one person's error. It's both of theirs. No matter how you swing it, it's one person. It's not just the woman's error. It's both of theirs.
Okay.
So
How do you mean both of this?
It could be that one person. It could be something so small where it just does something doesn't work. They drink and they forget to use protection. It could go down the gamut. So, it is both of their issue. No matter how you fucking swing it, it is their issue. Not just one person. Issue. It's both of theirs. No. Do you want to say it as the woman's fault?
No. Nobody's saying it's the woman's fault.
I know. I'm just saying people do. So,
Nobody's saying it's the woman's fault.
I know.
It's the woman's fault at all.
I know. I'm just saying what people say. Even though it is not the case, it can be the case in some aspects. So,
yeah.
So you can't really knock that what I'm saying. You can't. It's everyone has their own opinion. In a nutshell, everyone has different views. I look at everything with a fine tooth comb, looking at all. Especially when it comes down to if it's they did something and it's something that they have managed to, they both consented to have it. If it was rape, I would say that gives reason to it. Otherwise, there's times and places where it shouldn't be, where women should have that right to speak up and say, no, this isn't right. Just saying out there.
Well, no, nobody's saying that it's not right, okay?
I know.
No.
I'm well aware of that.
nobody's saying that's not right, but whatever everybody is saying is that, yeah, you have everybody has their opinions. Okay. Everybody has their opinions. Doesn't mean you have to trample on them.
I'm well aware.
Anyway, to finish out our broadcast tonight, we have this insane thing in New York, which is going on, which is called the Drug-Free Breakfast. Which...
Drug-Free Breakfast Rave. Hell yeah.
Which, New Yorkers make in sparkly spandex gather around the entrance of Kinfold 94 in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, to basically glorify the morning with, you know, its citizens and the juice which is at the counter. Now, I'm just imagining... Which is like Harry Potter in Williamsburg. That would be pretty damn funny, though. But this is what it sounds like. Harry Potter mixed with the Disco Revolution. But anyway, it is crazy. One of them says, I hope I remember to take off my entry wristband. And my manager went to the flavor bill the other day at lunch. I told me, it's totally cool if I'm right, right? Which I just wish my outfit wasn't so boring. But yeah, it's hard to figure out whether they're actually... feeding them, or it's a dance party.
I say it's both.
I'd say, where was my invite?
You know, where's my invite? And how are they dancing sober?
They just are.
I don't believe that. One second. Do you?
Yeah.
I just look at that as whatever they're doing,
something that's positive. Even though it may not go, they say it's a little bit of both, and that's all that counts.
Oh, yeah.
We need to bring more attention to responsible raving.
Responsible raving.
Alertics, police. Hands up.
Wait a second, we already have our hands up.
No, I mean seriously, hands down, hands across, and now wiggle.
Hands up.
No, I can't do hands up. Well, you're going to do hands behind your back in 2 seconds. Okay,
fine. That sort of thing. Anyway, it's 12:58, ladies and gentlemen. And what do we do at 12:58, gang?
We say goodbye. And
until next week. Exactly.
Not
happy Friday.
Wait.
In 1 minute.
Are we taking a break from next week?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we are.
So we'll be back on the 9th.
We will be back on the
19th.
Yep.
Yeah.
So have a great week.
19th at 11, you can find out all about us at itsmygirls.com, such as AMC Press.
If possible.